Greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Last month, the invitation was extended to track girls working all over the world to virtually participate in the Elf Parade, traditionally held on Thanksgiving Day at the North Pole. Since then, we've been flooded with questions about it, so today we check in with Elf Crash Murphy, who just attended the Elf Committee meeting where that great event is planned. Crash, how was that meeting?
Well, if I'm being honest, Frank, it was kind of boring. There was more talk about the Halloween party than the Elf Parade.
Why is that, Crash?
Well, we tend to take things one at a time here at the North Pole, Frank. All of these events, you know, the Halloween party, the Elf Parade, the Christmas lighting contest, these are all fun events designed to be kind of like an escape from all the hard-working situations the elves are in. They're all pushing, you know, to get things ready for Operation Merry Christmas.
Crash, don't you think it has to be a little difficult for all these remote working elves who don't live at the North Pole? I mean, how are they to get excited and prepared for the Elf Parade when they're so far away from it?
Well, I think we need to communicate with them better, Frank. If I were in their shoes, I'd want to be in the Elf Parade, and I'm sure I'd have a lot of questions I'd want to ask, too. I think once we get past Halloween, we're going to see a lot of new information come out for those tracker elves who want to be a part of it, Frank.
What advice do you have for those elves in the meantime, Crash?
Well, I'd be planning on a costume of some sort for that day, and if you have a trike or a bike, well, go ahead and start planning on how you're going to decorate it. See if there are other tracker elves around you, and see if you can't get together for that day. It's all about having fun, Frank.
Great reminder, Crash. We look forward to more information coming out soon. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.